Now, people who live along the Mississippi floodplain talk about two catastrophic years, 1927 and 1993, and 2011 is shaping up to rival those years. In 1993, 50,000 buildings in the Midwest were destroyed, 74,000 people displaced. And that year, a reporter named Isabel Wilkerson would go on to win the Pulitzer Prize for her coverage of those floods in the New York Times. Here's a passage from her groundbreaking reporting.
Unlike a hurricane that strikes swiftly and moves on, or an earthquake from a distant epicenter, or fires with no name or permanent residence, the source of a flood is usually a relative with whom one must make peace after the temper tantrum is over. For the Midwest, emerging from the worst flooding in the country's history, that means relearning and coming to terms with the Mississippi River, a rowdy uncle who gives freely in good times and breaks the furniture in bad, and pretends not to notice after the damage has been done.
When I spoke with Isabel Wilkerson a short time ago, she described what it was like back then.
I had a chance to see the power of water, water that essentially is returning to its home place, which we as humans don't see because we have managed to control it and keep it in a tight channel that never was really where it was supposed to be. It's humbling to see exactly what can happen when water takes back the places that it had been in before.
Isabel, for those who don't live in the area, I just want to give folks a sense of scale, because I think in 1993, the area that was flooded, that was underwater, was, I think, the size of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island combined, and maybe even larger than that area. It was an enormous area. There was a lot of news coverage of that story. It seems that with this one, it's different. And I wonder whether you've noticed that, too, and why you think that might be.
Well, the floods of 1993 were primarily upper Mississippi River Valley. It was the entire Midwest, essentially, was affected by this. This particular flood that we're looking at now is one that's a southern experience. It's one that's from primarily Arkansas and Missouri south. And that has additional symbolic meaning because that is where the 1927 flood was based. And also, this is a region of the country that has had so much stress upon it overall, from Katrina to the oil spill and now this. There's just a tremendous sense of, I believe, heartache that is being experienced there and by all Americans as we look upon this part of the region, a part of the country that is yet again experiencing this kind of tumult.
In 1993, in your reporting for the New York Times, you described the Mississippi River as a rowdy uncle who gives freely in good times and breaks the furniture in bad times.
It's a part of the family, in a way. It's where the people live. It's an extension of their lives. It is the basis of their lives in many respects. I mean, many people are farmers or they are related to agricultural businesses that were the basis of the towns and the cities that we now see as St. Louis or Des Moines or Alton, Illinois. And I think I learned so much from the people who had gone through this before because they accepted this as a natural part of what life was like, and it was in some ways an extension of their own existence.
Is this strange for you to watch? I mean, this was such a big part of your life. Is there kind of a sense of deja vu?
Oh, absolutely. When I look at the photographs, you almost don't know what year you're looking at. Is it 1927? Is it 1937? Is it 1993, 2011? Which one is it? I mean, when you see large expanses of water and the shell of a rooftop peeking above it, that shows you that this is a universal human experience that transcends a particular year, a particular state. It is merely something that has to be contended with by human beings who have to find a way to live with this force of nature that even with all of our technology has not figured out a way to tame.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning author Isabel Wilkerson. She covered the 1993 floods for the New York Times and is the author of the book The Warmth of Other Suns. She joined me from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Isabel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Lord, 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 I'm so blue. My house got washed away, and I'm crying how long for another payday. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. I'm sitting here looking at all of this mud, and my gal got washed away, and that Mississippi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.